is Luke 6:27-38, kind of a cacophony of items here. Now, this is in the so-called Sermon on the Plain. If you go back to 6:17, you see he refers to the pedinu topu, the foot-appropriate place, and many disciples are there. Now, a lot of this material is reflected in the Sermon on the Mount, and it's always a question whether the Sermon on the Mount and the Sermon on the Plain are the same material put in different spots, or if they are two different speeches, or whatever. But you'll notice in the side margin of the references at verse 20, there's Matthew 5:2-12, and at verse 27, Matthew 5:39-47. So a lot of the material is very similar. Let's get going on this. There's some interesting forms and constructions. Allah humin, but to you I say, to you tois akusin, who hear. And now, I take that to mean that these are the people who are coming to be taught by Jesus. This isn't what you might call civil righteousness kind of talk. No, this is instead for believers. Agapate tus echthrus himon. Love your enemies. The enemy people. Echthrus is one of those ones like hamartolus, where it's really an adjective, but it's used so much as a noun, the enemy guy, that it becomes the enemies. Love your enemies. Kalos poiaita, do in a nice manner, in an appropriate manner, kalos, to those who hate you. Mesusin, now let me parse that there. That's not a third person plural. That is a dative plural masculine of meseo, to hate. So it's a participle in the dative, and it's substantival with the tois. Now, the reason I made this point about I say to you who hear, love your enemies, is you see, it would be inappropriate to invoke this particular passage to a state government to say we shouldn't have capital punishment. Why? Because Jesus says, love your enemies. Yes, but this is not spoken to state governments. That's Romans 13, that does not bear the sword in vain. This is spoken to the people of God. Kalos there is an adverb. 28. Oilagaita, bless, tus kataromenus humas. The cursing you ones. Again, we have the participle in attributive position. That's from katarao, which is to curse. And those participles, the alpha always combines with the O vowel to give you the omega. Okay? Pros oicheste periton epeire adzonton humas. Pray concerning the reviling you people. Now, you know, it's interesting. It struck me when I was going over this, epeireazo. You know, I thought, I know that word. That's in 1 Peter. And sure enough, look at your side margin, 1 Peter 3:9. It's the only two places it occurs. Interestingly enough, and I wonder how this is to be explained exactly, this word, epeireazo, which is a rather rare word, is shared by Luke and by Peter, but then drop down, and I'm asking you to go down your side margin here, look opposite verse 32, where the use of charis does not mean grace, but kind of like credit or something like that, and that's also used in 1 Peter 2:19 and following. So you have a strange connection between the Petrine and Lucan material here. Now, of course, you know, the obvious thing I think to say is that where there's commonality is through the commonality of Jesus. Here you have Jesus' words, and you have Peter, who has heard Jesus' words as a disciple, and so forth, and that's actually being picked up and reflected in Peter, not so much that Luke is copying or, you know, has known Peter or something like that. Probably a tertium quid here. So what does epeirazo mean? It means to kind of revile or vilify people. And if you just take, we don't have time to look at it now, but if you look at the 1 Peter 3 passage, it fits in there very nicely. And what it is, it's reviling the Christians for their lifestyle. 29. To tiptontise, to the one striking you on the siagona, on the cheek, par eche, furnish also the other one. Furnish also the other one. And from the irontus su ta hematian, and from the guy asking for your cloak, note the position of su there, that doesn't really go with irontus. It's not from you asking, but from the one asking for your, emphasis, your cloak, also the chitona, the tunic, me colises, do not prevent. Do not keep away the tunic. I want you to notice here, I think this is another cute little stylistic thing. Notice that all the imperatives were present. Agapate, poiaite, oilegaite, pros oichiste, par eche, furnish. And now all of a sudden you get me colises, me plus the aorist subjunctive. Remember, can't use aorist imperative, me plus aorist subjunctive. And I think what effect that has in terms of stylistics is bringing the list to an end. And you bring the list to an end here. There's one more statement in 30, and it's a summary kind of statement. It's a summary kind of statement. But that others brings the list of to this guy do this and to this guy do that and so on. Then it simply says as a summary statement, Panti ironti, to the one asking you give, and from the one asking ta sa, the things that are yours, me ap aite. Now, ap aiteo is to ask in return. Aiteo is to ask, and that's like the participle aitunti, and ap aiteo is to ask in return. The basic summary is that you are not going to be profiting. 31. Kai kathos theleta, and just as you desire, hina poi osin humin hoi anthropoi, just as you desire that people do to you, poiaite autois homoios, do to them similarly. Now, notice the tense of poiosin, present, all right? So I think what we're talking about here, this would be a good translation to bring out that aspect of connection, is I wouldn't say as people do to you. I think a beautiful way to bring this out is with the translation treat. As people treat you. That is to say, do to you on a regular basis. That's the present focus on connection subjunctive. So, just as you desire that people treat you, treat them in a similar way. That's your lifestyle, present imperative. That hina clause is a good example of an object clause. You desire hina. You don't desire in order that something is. You desire that something is. So just as you desire that people do to you. And that's just how you'd want to translate it. 32. And if you love the loving you people, if you love the ones who love you, poia, now remember poias, posos is quantity, poias is quality. So posos is how much, poias is what kind or what sort. So what kind of charis is it to you? That's the 1 Peter 2:19 reference. And it apparently must mean something like credit. Or, well, not necessarily praise exactly, but like, say, what good is it? What credit is it for you. There is evidence for this kind of a meaning, but it's not a common meaning. Now, I don't think it means grace here in the sense of what grace is there for you, something like this. What kind of grace will God give to you, a sort of a Roman Catholic interpretation, or even something like this. If you don't do this, what sort of grace is there for you, i.e., it's obvious you're not under God's grace. Now, I think that's a little too complicated here. What sort of good things have you done? Good thing have you done? Now, the chi coming next is a good example of the use of chi meaning even. For even the sinful people, the loving them ones love. Even the sinful people love the ones who love them. You notice how I'm translating those, they love the ones who love them, even though it's a present tense indicative and a present participle. Why? How come I'm not saying who are loving them or they are loving? Well, because, remember, you use the simple articulation of this when it's an habitual thing. When it's habitual, like I see a movie every Friday. I don't say am seeing. I say see when it's habitual. So they habitually love those who habitually love them. I only use the progressive wording when it's actually going on right now, like I am seeing what you're doing. Something like that. You say, I cash the check every Friday, but if you're in the actual process, you say, guy says, what are you doing? And you say, I am cashing my check. You don't say, I cash my check. So I use that simple wording because it's habitual. 33. And if agatha poiete, now notice that's present again, if you regularly do good to perform good deeds on those doing good to you, what sort of charis is it for you? Even the hamartaloi do ta'ata, do the same thing. There's a good example of autos meaning same in the attributive position. Do the same thing. And if danisete, now you see the Velsian antenna go up when he sees this, because I've noticed now he's gone from the present to the present to the aorist. Probably going to be the end of the sequence. He's probably not going to have another if. And sure enough, if you look at 35, there isn't another if. Before I go on to that one, I should comment here. Is there a difference between I agapate and e'an agathopoiete, e'an plus the subjunctive being a generalized statement, if as a regular thing, ever, on any occasion, you do good, what grace is it to you? Whereas the other one, I plus, that's a disgusting-looking meal, Bartell. I was going to say the color scheme is not very good there. Mm. Women wouldn't like that. No. Okay. I plus the present indicative tends to be for an actual occurrence or one that is at least highly supposed. If you, in fact, love those who love you, what credit is it to you? Kind of, I'm assuming that you're doing that. That's how that wording would be. With the next one, it's more worded as a possibility that comes up on numerous occasions. So, there might be a difference in the Greek here with the one being going on for sure and the other one being, well, you know, it may or may not go on. It's a kind of a common occurrence. Then 34, on plus the aorist subjuncting, subjunctive. Doniso means to lend. To borrow. In the middle, it means to lend. And some of you may have learned this in a different form. Donidzo is the one form, and the other form is donaidzo, or as most of you would say, donaidzo, with an epsilon iota. If you borrow from whom you hope to get, what sort of grace to you is it? Even hamartoloi, borrow from, or lend rather, even they lend to those, to sinners, even sinners lend to sinners, in order that they may apolabosen ta issa, which is the equal things. Apolambano is to get back, to get in return. So they do this in order that they'll even do that in order that they may receive the equal things in return. They lend in order that they may receive the equal things in return. You're not supposed to do this. You are not supposed to lend from those whom you hope to get. 35. Except love the enemies of you and do good and, now that's agatha poiaita is an imperative again, second person plural, and do good and donidzo and lend nothing op. Now remember, in these kinds of things, we just saw this, when you put a paw on there, it tends to mean in return. Nothing op elpidzontes, hoping in return for nothing. Except love your enemies, do good, and lend nothing hoping in return. Maybe we could take that concessively, even though you hope for nothing in return. Kai estai, and your pay, misthus, will be polis, will be great. Now, you notice polis is in predicate position there, not in attributive, so that's the predicate adjective, your pay will be great. And esses, that you will be sons of the highest. Now, you know, it struck me when I was looking at this, you know, that is a very interesting statement, isn't it? And you will be the sons of the highest. Why? Because that's the way God's got to operate. He loves people who don't love him. He gives good to people who don't give good in return. And he lends and gives to us, and we're selfish, and we don't want to give anything back to him. So I mean, there's a rather, you know, rather important theological truth right there. I mean, he's not just saying, well, you know, you're going to be like God, or this is a godly thing to do. It's, no, it actually is the way God has to operate with human beings. Again, you might say, this is almost a testimony to the depravity of humanity, including Christians, because God operates with us like that. Because autos, he himself is Christos, and that means good. He himself is good to the acharistus, to the ungrateful or the ungracious, and the poneirus, the evil. And let's not get our reference mixed up here. I think the reference is also us. We do this to all kinds of people. God does this, and it's not only to them, but he does it to us. 36. Ginnis that, be oiktirmonis, be merciful, just as also your father is oiktirmon, merciful, a merciful person. Now, notice that form, ginnis that, second person plural, present imperative, middle. Why is ginnimai used and not este, the verb to be? Well, here is an interesting fact. Namely, in all the Septuagint and all the New Testament, and I'm not sure how much you could even find this in classical Greek, the verb aimi, to be, second person plural, este, is never used as an imperative. Never, ever. Now, second person singular, este, is. Third singular, esto. Third plural, estosan, but never este. Now, I don't know, I have no idea why that is. It's just, you might say, it's kind of a deponency. In other words, we've lost that form. And now they always use ginomai. So you cannot, the reason I'm bringing this up is, you cannot push ginomai here to say something like this, become merciful, because you're not. No, you can't push that. There was no alternative. There was no. Now, I mean, it might be that, but then you're going to have to determine that from context, not from the fact that they used ginomai as opposed to aimi. Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. And may krinite. Do not judge, never judge. And ume krithete. Ume plus the aorist subjunctive, passive. And you shall surely not be judged. Me kata dekazita, do not condemn, judge down, kata. And you shall surely not be condemned, kata dikasthete. Notice, kata dikasthete, krithete, both of those, second person plural, aorist subjunctive, passive. Apoliate, release, forgive. And apolithesiste, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. Now, I do think, notice that he's changed here. Notice we've changed our sequence. Instead of having ume plus the subjunctive, we have simply a future indicative. Now, it should indicate that a change is coming, and it is. First of all, you don't have me. You don't have the negative. Don't do this and it won't happen. Don't do this and it won't happen. Then all of a sudden, you get the positive. Now, that's already started with apoliate there. But with this dote, I think that now looks the other way. That now starts going in 38 all the way through to this press down business. So give and it will be given to you. Metron, kolon, a noble measure. Pepiesmenon, perfect passive participle from piedzo, to press down. Sesaloimenon, saloio means to shake, to shookle around, as my grandmother used to say. Press down, shaken. Hyper echinomenon, flowing over. Hyper, all right, echinomai means to flow out, flow over. Hyper echinomai is to flow out excessively. Now, I mean, I'm probably driving this too hard, but you notice he had perfect participle, present participle, last one in the sequence again. Flowing over, dosusin, they will give into your bosom. What? Who's they? Well, this is one of the famous Lucan they imperfect plural, impersonal plurals. Andy, Aramaic, is it true in Hebrew too? Mm-hmm. You can use that? Okay. And remember, that's the famous they of Luke 16. Make friends for yourself by unrighteous mammoth, so that when it fails, they may receive you into the eternal habitations, not the friends. But it is the impersonal, you may be received. Same here, that you will be given. The they is sometimes understood to be the angels of God. They will give into your bosom. For ho metro. Now, this is a shortened form. It should be in the measure in which. So it should be to metro en ho. In which measure you measure. Anti, in return, metre thesetai, it will be measured to you. It will be measured back to you in return. I notice there's a flag on the play. I didn't check that one before. What is the variant there at anti?